Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fuyin English class. Today we're going to learn 129, but now let's review what we've learned last time.
Can you recognize that woman, Liz?
I think I can, Kate. It must be Karen Marsh, the actress.
I thought so. Who's that beside her?
That must be Conrad Reeves.
Conrad Reeves, the actor? It can't be. Let me have another look.
I think you're right.
Isn't he her third husband?
No, he must be her fourth or fifth.
Doesn't Karen Marsh look old?
She does, doesn't she? I read she's 29, but she must be at least 40.
I'm sure she is.
She was a famous actress when I was still at school.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Not that long ago. I'm not more than 29 myself.
有的时候我们知道猜测只是一种猜测，它并非准确的数据。但是今天我们要走进的这一课 ,17 miles an hour, 却是实实在在的数字。好 ,now let's look at the new words and expression. The first one, track, 跑道 ,track, mile, 英里 ,mile,Overtake, 超车 overtake, 注意变形 overtake, overtook, overtaken. Speed limit, 限速 speed limit. Dream, 做梦梦想 dream. Sign, 标志 sign. Driving license, 驾照 driving license. Charge,罚款 charge. Darling, 亲爱的 darling. The first one, track, 跑道是一个名词。第二个词 wave, 挥手。She waved at me, 她向我挥手。She has lovely waves in her hair.她的头发烫得很漂亮，是波浪形的。The waves are high today. 今天浪很高。The pool has a wave machine. 这个游泳池有造浪的机器。下一个词 dream. 首先看它的动词做法。I didn't dream last night. 我昨晚并没有做梦。Dream of doing something. 梦想成为什么？I often dream of becoming a pilot. 我时常梦想自己成为一名飞行员。Dream 还有名词的用法。I saw her in a dream. 我在梦中遇见了她。She realized her dream of becoming an actress. 她实现了当演员的梦想。下一个词 ,sign, 标志。A traffic sign, 交通标牌。The teacher made a sign to us to be quiet. 老师做了一个手势叫我们安静。There were no signs of life on the island. 这个岛上没有生命迹象。Please sign here. 注意在此处的 sign 是用作动词签名讲。下一个词 charge, 罚款。Charge somebody some money.Charge somebody some money for something. They charged me $5 for a cup of coffee. Be in charge of something. Who is in charge here? 那我们来复习一下刚才学过的词。Charge, 罚款。Mile, 英里。Wave, 挥手。Track, 跑道。Dream, 做梦 sigh, 标记。 Okay, now let's enjoy the video and think about the question. What did the policeman talk to Gary? Ready? Listen.
Look, Gary. That policeman's waving to you. He wants you to stop.
Where do you think you are? On a racetrack? You must have been driving at 70 miles an hour.
I can't have been.
I was doing 80 when I overtook you. Didn't you see the speed limit?
I'm afraid I didn't, officer. I must have been dreaming.
He wasn't dreaming, officer. I was telling him to drive slowly.
That's why I didn't see the sign.
Let me see your driving license. I won't charge you this time, but you'd better not do it again.
Thank you. I'll certainly be more careful.
I told you to drive slowly, Gary.
You always tell me to drive slowly, darling.
Well, next time, you'd better take my advice.
Now let's answer the question. What did the policeman talk to Gary? He told him not to drive quickly again. Now let's read it together and learn it sentence by sentence. First one. Look, Gary, that policeman's waving to you. He wants you to stop. Want somebody to do something. 想让某人做某事。还有刚才我们学过的新词 wave to somebody, 向某人招手。那我们现在来看 stop 的用法。Stop doing something, 停下来现在手中做的事情。Stop to do something, 停下来去做另外一件事情。所以我们可以理解成 stop doing 是停止手中发生的一件事，而 stop to do something 是两件事。第一件是 stop, 停下来，第二是 to do another thing。还有 stop somebody from doing something,阻止某人做某事。Where do you think you are on the racetrack? You must have been driving at 70 miles an hour. I can't have been. On the racetrack, 在跑道上。警察把 Gary 拦下来以后说，你以为你在哪儿开车？是在赛道上吗？你已经超过70迈每小时了。他说，我不可能吧。好，那么这个地方就用到了我们对事情的推测，肯定的形式 must have been, 否定的形式 can't have been. For example, she can't have been reading, she must have been sleeping. 她一定不是在看书，肯定是睡觉呢。 At 多少 miles an hour, 以每小时多少英里的速度，这是一个小的短语。I was doing 80 when I overtook you. Didn't you see the speed limit? 我开的是80英里每小时才超过了你。你没有看到限速标志吗？ I'm afraid I didn't, officer. 我恐怕没有看到。I must have been dreaming. 我当时一定是在做梦。这个地方的做梦我们可以理解成心不在焉，走私了。Speed limit, 限速，在这个地方是表示限速的那个牌子。Be afraid 可以加 that 从句。Be afraid to do something, be afraid of something, 都是恐怕和担心做某事。He wasn't dreaming, officer. I was telling him to drive slowly. 他刚才没走神儿。我呢，正跟他讲你要开车慢一点呢。Gary 说 That's why I didn't see the sign. 就是因为这个原因我没有看到标识牌。这好像我们日常的两个夫妻在对话一样，是吧？经常呢就会 男生开车，女生呢在旁边喋喋不休，所以呢误过了这个看赛的机会。那也许呢他真的是没有看到啊，就是因为他太专注的听他太太在讲话了。然后 policeman 说 Let me see your driving license， 让我看一下你的驾照。看完以后说 I won't charge you this time， 我这次就不罚你了。哦，多好的一位警察。 But you'd better not do it again， 但你最好不要下次再犯同样的错误了。这个地方我们有个短语 tell somebody to do something， for example the teacher told us to study hard， had better do something， 最好做某事， you'd better do your homework first， 其否定形式 had better not do something， thank you， I will certainly be more careful， 谢谢你，我下次一定会更加注意的。好，跟 policeman 结束完对话，他们两个又回到了车上。Anne 说 I told you to drive slowly, Gary， 我给你讲了你要开得慢一点。 Gary 说 You always tell me to drive slowly, darling， 你呢总是跟我说开得慢一点的。 Anne 说 Well, next time you'd better take my advice， 下一次你最好是听我的意见吧。Be careful 表示当心小心。 Next time 下一次，短语 Take one's advice 听从某人的劝告。好，这就是我们文章的讲解。现在请大家 Now let's look at the pictures and try to retell the stories.
Look, Gary, that policeman's waving to youHe wants you to stop.
Where do you think you are? On a racetrack? You must have been driving at 70 miles an hour.
I can't have been.
I was doing 80 when I overtook you. Didn't you see the speed limit?
I'm afraid I didn't, officer.I must have been dreaming.
He wasn't dreaming, officer. I was telling him to drive slowly.
That's why I didn't see the sign.
Let me see your driving license. I won't charge you this time, but you'd better not do it again.
Thank you. I'll certainly be more careful.
I told you to drive slowly, Gary.
You always tell me to drive slowly, darling.
Well, next time, you'd better take my advice.
第129课，法外施恩是祸害。我自己就曾经经历过交通警察不追究我交通违规的事，但是我还是觉得世俗世界不应该赦免罪恶。首先，在美国只有行政权力才有特权赦免罪犯，执法部门没有权力赦免，只有美国总统有权特赦罪犯，州长也可以特赦触犯州法的罪犯。第二，这种特赦是法外施恩，是法律的破口，一个有破口的律法就失去威力了。人心比万物都诡诈，看到律法的破口后，就总以为只要自己登上足够高的权位，譬如总统，就可以在法律之上了。如今美国大选如此诡谲多变，造成美国的宪政危机、社会动荡，也和法律的这个破口有关。第三，圣经不赞成律法松弛，当今社会的险恶不是因为无法可依，而是有法不依。一旦法律成为权钱游戏，那么整个社会就已经陷入万劫不复的深渊。圣经的哈巴谷书就曾描写过这现象，律法放松，公理也不明显，恶人围困义人，所以公理显然颠倒。第四，就连上帝自己也没有特赦权利，上帝
在耶稣基督里赦免我们罪人，不是法外施恩，而是法内施恩。因为上帝在自己儿子耶稣基督身上行刑了我们的罪恶，耶稣代替了我们，全然承受了上帝律法对罪恶的刑罚，死。所以罗马书说，我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法，上帝的律法没有破口。让我们祷告。慈爱的父上帝，我们感谢你，因你爱我们，就忍痛割爱，刑罚了自己的儿子。求父在基督里帮助我们在世的日子，顺服你的旨意，过圣洁的生活，就不落入魔鬼的网络，才可荣耀你的圣洁之名。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。Thank you.